that I'm sitting by the Seine. It's a pleasure to be soaking in the European rain. Now my belly's full of fancy food and wine. Up inside before some time. Oh, and I know you're gonna get me somewhere along the line. I know you're gonna get me somewhere along the line. Somewhere along the line. I know it's just a matter of time. When the fun busts through and the rent comes due, somewhere along the line. Let her down, and I did my share of loving when I used to get around. Now I'm satisfied, and she is looking fine. Oh, but you paid for your satisfaction somewhere along the line. Well, you paid for your satisfaction. There's an old and feeble man not far behind. Oh, and it surely will catch up to him somewhere along the line. Surely will catch up to him somewhere along the line. And love is gonna catch up to him somewhere along the line.
Thank you. Good evening. We're recording the show. There are microphones. If you're going to laugh or shout, please don't identify your laughter. You know, do a song from the Turnstiles album. It's called Summer Highland Falls. Say that these are not the best of times, but they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. Situations hand us, it's either sadness or euphoria. So we'll argue and we'll compromise and realize that nothing's ever changed. Separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. Though we choose between reality and madness, it's either sadness or euphoria. Thank you. This next song is a true story. Now, this song is about this gig I had in Los Angeles. I worked under the name of Bill Martin. My real name is Billy Joel, by the way, by there. You care or not? A lot of people ask me, what's your real name, man? You know, Billy Joeletti. Joelberg. You know, Mick Joel. You know. It really is Billy Joel. Actually, it's Joel. Billy Joel. But, Billy Joel is not a name I would have picked anyway for a stage. Billy Joel. Too many L's in it. Operators, you know. Phone call for Mr. Jello. Mr. Jolie, you know. Simple name, but that's actually William Joel. But William Joel, I wouldn't go to see anybody named William Joel. Tonight, William Joel. That sounds real boring. And, Bill Joel is like a doorbell. Bill Joel. So, it's Billy Joel. And anyway, so Martin's my middle name, so I had to hide out from these people in the music business that were ripping me off. They took everything, and I gotta tell you. They took a little piece of this. They still own a little bit of that. But I was going to hide out, and I was going to give them any records I wasn't going to play. And I worked in this place in L.A. called The Executive Lounge. And, you know, the sign outside with one of these pictures? With the pinky ring? Hey. So it's Bill Martin at the keyboard. Hey. Play for tips, you know, you'd put a brandy glass on a piano and you'd size up the customer when he walked in, see, because you wanted to get those tips, you see. And you'd see the guy walk in, he looked like an Irish looking guy. And you'd go, and he'd go, hey, thanks, kid. Boom, he'd lay a dollar on you. And then, you know, you'd Italian guy play an Italian song, you know, and you just get those tips. Or you'd play for the regular customers some nights when it was slow. Wait for a real fat guy to walk in again. And they go, oh, great Billy, boom, and they lay it on. But I did get a song out of it. And a neck brace. No. Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Close, la 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 la.
quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be.
We never had time for a wife.
And he's talking with Davy, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life.
Expectations change.
the job you've done, carrying the weight of family pride. James, you've been well behaved, you've been working hard, but will you always stay someone else's dream of who you are? Do what's good for you, or you're not good for anybody, James. I went on the road, and you pursued an education, James. So well organized. Hey, oh, now everything is so secure, and everybody else is satisfied. James, do you like your life? Can you find release? And will you ever change? When will you write your masterpiece? Do what's good for you, or you're not good for anybody, James.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This next song, This is another song off the Street Life Serenade album. This was released as a single in the States, and some people didn't really understand what I was talking about when I wrote the song. So I have to explain this one to you a little bit. I'll give you an introduction to this song. Brian, you can put on a headset and listen to Dave Sanborn if you want to during this one. Now, some people think that everything I write is about me, myself, mine. It's not. Everything I write isn't autobiographical. If that was the case, then every album I put out would be the continuing picture of Dorian Gray, you know. And that could get real boring. I use the word I sometimes because it fits, you know. This song, I am in some of the verses of this next song, okay? Guess which verse I'm in. But this song was basically written about what I call rock and roll jive, okay? It ought to sound good on a tape. Now, rock and roll jive is, I'll give you some examples of rock and roll jive. Okay, you go into a concert, you paid your money, you sit down, and then the group comes on stage. Boom, puff of smoke, right? The group comes on, and the first thing the group does is, hey, come on, brothers and sisters, we're all gonna put our hands together and stomp our feet. Hey, hey, ho, hey, we're gonna boogie down now. Whoa, hey, ha, ho. Come on, let's all put our hands together because we're gonna rock and roll. And like, the audiences are generally good-natured. So, like, okay, you know. So, hey, that's right, yeah. Hey, you're not clapping your hands. Okay, I'll clap my hands, just don't point at me, you know? Hey, now, see, that kind of, I've sat in an audience, I've seen it happen, and at this point, you know, it's a cheap trick. It's an old thing, I've seen it done for years. And now, if you want to clap along with my music, you see, now wait,
don't be inhibited. The thing is, I'm not going to ask you to. You know, I'm not going to command you or demand you to clap along, because generally, as a rule, you keep lousy time, okay? Now, don't take it personally. Individually, you could be Buddy Rich. But collectively, it's like... See? So... So if you want to clap, fine. But the thing is, those groups that come out, hey, come on, it's like, Sieg Heil, you know what I mean? It's like, you've been almost programmed, like, you know, in the meantime, you're paying the guy's rent, and he's telling you what to do, you know what I mean? Sieg, hey, hi, ho, ha. So, what I would like to see one night is a group come out, see, and they go, hey, come on, brothers and sisters, we're going to boogie, hey, let's put our hands together and our feet together, hey, and the whole audience go, no! We don't know if we like it yet. Huh? And then you're just gonna blow their whole thing. They're not gonna know what to do. They're gonna go. They're not doing it, man. What are we gonna do? I don't know. Maybe we'll have to play some real music. Huh? So that's one example. This is another example of rock and roll jive, okay? The group that comes out. With the 15-inch platform shoes, right? Now, nothing wrong. I mean, the first time I saw it, it was great. You know? The second time I saw it, it was just okay. The third time I saw it, acceptable. After that, I think there's a guy in L.A., in Hollywood, who just makes up another group coming out, another pair of 15-inch platforms, you know. And the guy wears the 15-inch platform shoes. He's got the TV antenna coming out of the top of his head, right? The lightning bolts coming off the shoulders, right? And lights flashing all over him, fish scales over here. You know, I don't know. The two guitar players in the group each have one guitar shaped like a Nike missile, the other one is shaped like the Empire State Building. They cross guitars in the middle of the stage and they, hey, 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 I mean, like, this is so spontaneous. Oh, hey. And you know, it's been worked out 6 months before. And top it off, this guy who comes out with this whole output, you know, he has this huge lump in his pants. Ever see this guy? I say, hey, rock and roll, hey. Right? I don't know what motivates these guys, you know. You know, I don't know, backstage they're thinking, hey, where these chicks get loaded this way? Hey, macho, 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 hey. And, you know, I don't know, man. I think of my grandmother in Brooklyn. She's watching this guy on TV, on the Midnight Special, you know. And she's with her neighbor, and she tells her neighbor, that's what my Billy does for a living, you know. So, you know, and like, I used to go to these shows and see these guys come out with a huge lump, you know, this huge cylindrical object halfway down to the knee, and I'd be there, look at that guy, man. I used to feel insecure, you know? And then I might have liked the group before I went to the show. After the show, I'm kind of walking home. And then I worked with one of those groups, see? And that thing that looks like a banana is a banana. Struth. How do you guys say that here? Struth. Struth. We say it's the truth. See? Because I work in one of those groups and I saw the guy backstage put the banana. It could be a pair of rolled up socks, a banana, whatever it is. I mean, it's not just confined to rock and roll now. These guys from Las Vegas do it too, but they're straight ahead about being jive. I mean, they're jive right from the start. They have the shirt open to the waist and the 5 foot collars on each side. And the hair fluffed up on the chest. So he's got a little oil rubbed in, you know. Oh, you know. But they're jive right from the top. You know, rock and roll, they're trying to be, hey, this is music. But what has this got to do with music? You know what I mean? So I've often had the urge when that guy came over to the edge of the stage, hey, baby, rock and roll, hey, to hit him, see? Now, if it ever happens to you, if you're ever at a concert, and that guy comes over the edge of the stage and starts shoving that thing in your face, don't worry about it. Just go like this. Boom! You won't hurt him.
know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game, you'll forget my name, and I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts. Oh. I am the entertainer, and I've had to pay my price. Things I did not know at first, I learned by doing twice. Oh, but still they come to haunt me, still they want their say. So I've learned to dance with the hand in my pants. I let them rub my neck and I write them a check to me.
Limousines. I've been high in the Rockies. meeting, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. Day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need to live, give and take, oh, the New York Times, the Daily News.
Mind. Yeah.
gypsy in my soul. It always comes as a surprise when I feel my withered roots begin to grow. Well, I never had a place that I could call my very own, but that's alright, my love, 'cause you're my home. Touch my weary head, and you tell me everything will be alright. You say, use my body for your bed, and my love will keep you warm throughout the night. Well, I'll never be a stranger, and I'll never be alone. Forever we're together, that's my home. Virginia, rode a boy with a six gun in his hand, and his daring life a crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande. Teller by surprise, and the word spread of Billy the Kid. He never traveled heavy, yes, he always rode alone, and he soon put many old guns to shame. And he never had a sweetheart, and he never had a home, but the cowboy and the rancher knew his name.
Billy the Kid came to town.
Members of the orchestra to you. You know who everybody is. On saxophones and keyboards, Mr. Richie Cannata. On mandolin and lap steel and acoustic and electric guitars, Mr. Howie Emerson. On vocals with bronchitis and Fender bass, Mr. Doug Stegmaier. Also on vocals and harmonica and acoustic and electric guitars, Mr. Russell Javers. On the drums, Mr. Liberty DeVito.
So beautiful. You are so beautiful.
We only did it once in a while. See, this is the last show in Sydney. I think I'll blow the whole thing out, man. Just do the whole thing. We'll do some of the songs off the Turnstiles album. And this song is called I've Loved These Days.
Now we take our time so nonchalant, and spend our nights so bon vivant. We dress our days in silk and rose. The money comes, the money goes. We know it's all a passing phase. Dry champagne and soothe our souls with fine cocaine. I don't know why I even care. We'll get so high and get nowhere. We'll have to change our jaded ways. I've seen the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the Empire State lay low. And life went on beyond the Palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left there long ago. We held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow. Took over Mexico. There are not many who remember. They say a handful still survive.
Thank you. See you later.
night and you're still hanging around. You're tired of living in your one-horse town. You'd like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine. And you smile. From your hair down to your toes. Ah, but see your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. Your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Oh, but there ain't no place to go anyway. What for? And you got everything, oh, but nothing's cool. They just found your father in the swimming pool. And you guess you won't be going back to school. Your pot, and you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Oh, but still you're aching for the things you haven't got. What went wrong? Ooh. And if you can't understand why your world is so dead, or why you gotta keep in style and feed your head. Well, you're 21 and still your mother makes your bed, and that's too long. You'll be smiling. Captain Jack will get.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Take it easy.
Picture postcard, a folded stub, program of the play. Find a way, the photographs of your heart. Mementos will turn to dust, but that's the price you pay. For every year is a souvenir that slowly fades away. A souvenir that slowly fades away. Good night, Sydney. See you next year.